The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. The holiday season is just around the corner, so it's time for Bubble Genius's Can't Catch Me Gingerbread Man soap. A big chunk of gingerbread that you can enjoy without it going right to your thighs. Unless, of course, you're washing your thighs, that is. Scented with a yummalicious gingerbread fragrance, all the decorations are soap also. And at almost 5 ounces, this soap should last you a good long time. Only $7 at BubbleGenius.com. But if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Happy Thanksgiving from WKRP. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking!
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Happy Thanksgiving!
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, November 24, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right over there.
Hey there.
Hi. Brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap in the world. Go to Bubble Genius on Friday, on Black Friday, or Cyber Monday, and buy lots of soap. That's all you got to do for shopping for the holidays is do that. What's the Amazon link? I'm going to talk about the Amazon link here. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. Hey, why not get your loved ones a lawyer for the holiday season? Or they can just go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez and get free legal advice. If you're a cheapskate, you just send them there for the free advice. Our big Thanksgiving show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. All right. If you're not going to shop at BubbleGenius.com, what you want to do is go to BobSeska.com, and there's a link. It says the Amazon link. It's just below the logo. You click on that link. You go to Amazon.com. You do all of your shopping right there. You don't have to leave your house. You can sit in your pajamas. You can sit naked. You can sit in your underwear. Doesn't matter. You can sit in the bathtub. You can sit in a big vat full of tapioca pudding. I don't care where you're sitting, but you can shop at Amazon.com through our link. We do that on Black Friday, of course, Cyber Monday. There are going to be lots of deals for you to get cheap stuff at Amazon.com. And it'll be early enough for your shipping to arrive well before the Christmas that actually happens. All right, plus, we get a small commission from everything you buy. Yeah, as a bonus, so you help support the show while you're doing all your shopping. Okay, so it's a... we got a lot to talk about. It's our last show before our Thanksgiving break. We're not doing a show on Thursday. We're not doing an after party on Friday. None of that's happening because we need some time off to refuel the outrage tanks. By the way, okay... Now, see, we made it on patreon.com/Bob and Chez. We made it past the $4,000 mark maybe 24 hours ago, 36 hours ago. We were up to, like, I don't know, $4,004. But then someone dropped off, and we dropped down to $39.90, and then someone popped another $5 in there, so we're up to $39.95 at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. And so we're basically just $1 above where we were last Thursday at this time. So we need, let's see if we can get past $4,000 before Thanksgiving. That'd be great. Thank you in advance for that and supporting us at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Also, if you want to go there and support the show, you can click the link on the podcast page. Thank you. Okay, so lots to talk about today. I guess the big story, there are two big stories competing right now in the news. One is the fact that Turkey shot down a Russian plane. Russians not having a lot of good luck with their planes these days. ISIS got the one commuter aircraft, and now Turkey shot down this Russian plane after it flew into Turkey.
The problem is that Turkey is a country.
Yeah.
Turkey is a country that can be easily attacked.
Right.
It can easily have war declared against it.
That's right. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Turkey on Tuesday of directly supporting the so-called Islamic State after Turkish forces shot down one of Russia's fighter jets near Syria's border. All the conspiracy theorists, by the way, are suggesting that Turkey is just completely in the bag for ISIS, and that they're not only supplying military equipment to ISIS, but now they're shooting down Russian planes. And
no,
Russia
they're
is
fighting, they're actually in the bag for the Illuminati.
Quote, our military men are fighting terrorism, sacrificing their own lives, but today's loss is a stab in the back by the accomplices of terrorism, Putin said of Turkey, alleging that
Ankara directly... Isn't it possible to say Putin without thinking of George W. Bush's voice?
Pooty poot. I looked into Putin's eyes, and I saw sparkly blue eyes. Pooty poot. Like to grab his bald head. Russia maintains its fighter jet.
Give him noogies.
One of Putin's jets was shot down over Turkey. Isn't it coincidental that it's Thanksgiving? Get it? Turkey. In line with the military rules of engagement, the Turkish authorities repeatedly warned an unidentified aircraft that they were 15 kilometers or less away from the border, a Turkish government official told the World Post. The official said that the aircraft failed to heed its warning and was downed as a result after flying over Turkey. This isn't an action against any specific country. Our F-16s took necessary steps to defend Turkey's sovereign territory. This is just dumb. If you're in the Middle East right now and you're listening to this, because I know you are. I know Putin's listening to this show. I know the president of Turkey is listening to this show. Cool your jets, for God's sake. I mean, we're talking about the Middle East. Nothing goes well in the Middle East. So I think maybe taking a little bit of time before you decide to shoot down a Russian jet in your airspace, even though it's clearly not going to attack Turkey. I guess maybe they thought it was going to attack them. I don't know. The whereabouts and condition of both Russian pilots remain uncertain, with multiple accounts circulating online. A graphic video posted by a Syrian rebel group appears to show one of the pilots lying bloodied on the ground. Nice. Local Turkmen fighters in the Turkmen Mountain region in Latakia, Syria, claimed to have shot dead both pilots. The World Post could not independently verify these claims. Turkey has expressed concern for the Turkmen, a Sunni Muslim minority community that opposed Assad, who are targeted by Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes in Syria. Yeah, none of this is going to end well. I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And now it appears as if, you know, Turkey and Russia are now going to be, you know, shooting at each other.
We're all doomed.
Yeah, pretty much.
We kind of are. This is it. This is the start of World War III.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You fucking hate Thanksgiving.
Middle Eastern War. World War III in the Middle East.
Wow, you know what? I never expected it would start there.
Yeah, I know. No one expected.
I always figured it would, you know, Antarctica.
That's right. Okay, so meanwhile, there was this shooting at a Black Lives Matter protest in Minneapolis. The idiot suspects left a video on their Facebook page of them driving to Minneapolis to confront the Black Lives Matter protesters. They were out there protesting the shooting of Jamar Clark, who they say was handcuffed at the time of his arrest. But the police say that even though he was, well, they say that he wasn't handcuffed and that he tried to take one of their guns, tried to take a police sidearm from one of the police officers who was arresting him. And the protesters say, well, because he was handcuffed, there's no way he could have taken the gun, of course. And so Black Lives Matter protesters are out there near the 4th Precinct in Minneapolis, and they want the cops to release the video so they can prove that Jamar Clark was handcuffed. So they put together this rally last night, and it was pretty late. I think I was around, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock West Coast time. So I don't know what it was in Minneapolis, but it was pretty damn late. And so these guys show up. And
I like that we're like, that we talk about West Coast time. No, we're behind everybody. We just don't care.
I know.
Three hours behind you, New York. I don't give a f***. I'm like Janice in accounting. I just don't give a f***.
These are the alleged shooters on their way to, I guess, to counter-protest. Didn't look like they were going to counter-protest because these guys look like they're in a minivan or something, and they're driving down the highway, almost like the Dan Bedondi Road Report. And they're wearing masks and camouflage, and the driver is just two guys in the video, at least. And the driver's got a handgun, which he hauls out here. So here are the, by the way, they're just douchebag alert. These guys are just a couple of douchebags.
This will be Saiga's first recon mission in a little while.
This is first recon mission.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This has got to stop.
Yeah.
This everybody who plays in Call of Duty now right. thinks that he's in special forces.
Exactly.
They've been watching so much of this on TV and in the movies and playing video games. You know, it's like, we're going to attack him, but we better be careful because we're going to be danger close. You know, copy that. Solid copy.
God damn. I hate
Just
that.
Shut the f- up.
I hate that
crap. You are not in the U.S. military. You're a frat boy douchebag driving to shoot into a crowd of innocent people.
That's right.
You're not doing recon. You're just being a prick.
It's exactly right. Exactly right. You know, it's just military cosplay, and it always has been. That's what these guys are like. That's what the militia guys are like. These wingnuts with their goddamn guns and protesting, whether it's Black Lives Matter or before Jade Helm, and they go out there with their camouflage, and they're basically just weekend warriors. And, you know, if they were ever confronted in a military situation in
they
real
would
life,
wet their pants.
They would totally wet their pants. It would
wet their pants and run like hell, and all that stupid military jargon that they picked up from, you know, playing warfighter. All that shit would go away.
It would be little potty and big potty in their ridiculous douchebag underwear.
But it is. You're right. Like, listening to the during that whole thing at the Bundy Ranch where the Oath Keepers were fighting with each other, all those militia organizations, listening to them spew this stupid military lingo as if they're really in the military. Some of them, I'm sure, were, but as if they're in the military anymore and they have any kind of the discipline that it takes to be in the military now.
Yeah, no way.
Such absolute crap.
Right, right. Now, it is possible that one of these guys was in the military at some point. Doesn't seem like it to me. Doesn't seem like it at all to me. These guys sound like a couple of douchebag frat boys, as you said. Let's start this this tape again and just notice that they're heading out to do recon. And by the way, such courage of their convictions to wear masks. Goddamn cowards.
This will be Saiga's first recon mission in a little while.
This is Saiga Marine. This is Black Powder Ranger.
Psycho Marine and Black Powder Ranger.
Yeah, we're giving you our we're giving you our Xbox One handles.
The one guy sounds like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is Cyber Marine, and he's Black Powder Ranger.
And we're and we're going to go, we've got in the back of the truck is our Liger.
My lips are chapped real bad.
And then got any more tots?
You're going to finish your tots? Do those chickens have large talons?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. It's like, you know what, and if you want to play against us, if you want to play multiplayer Call of Duty, New Black Ops 3, that's where you can find us. Psycho or Cyber Marine and whatever the hell is the other guys.
Yeah, right. God damn, I can't. It's like this. Here's these guys.
Well, nobody's gonna go out with me.
Have you asked anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like, nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Yeah, we have recon skills.
Yeah.
These idiots.
God damn.
This will be Saiga's first recon mission in a little while.
This is Saiga Marine. God. Yeah. This is Black Powder Ranger.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like T.J. Miller and Napoleon Dynamite going a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ!
We're gonna go see what these fucking dindus are up to.
AKA, apparently a fucking Bosnian terrorist. I didn't even see what I look like. Jesus Christ, dude!
And yes,
they're referring to the Black Lives Matter protesters as what, bindus? Is that what they're saying? Bindus? Have you heard of that before? I've never heard of
that.
Let's
Google
it. Google it. Go for it. Meanwhile, here's more of Napoleon Dynamite on his way to Minneapolis.
We are locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. You know, that drives me up a wall. I used to work with a DJ, a morning DJ, who was totally into, like, all the military jargon. Never served. But he had a fanny pack with a handgun in it at all times. Like, someone, like, terrorists were going to assault the radio studio in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He was ready. He was always ready for action.
You have a gun?
He pulled out his gun, and the other guy goes, "You have a gun?" So ridiculous. Now the guy sounds
like...
Yeah,
it's just, you know what's sad? We're laughing at this, and mm-hmm. these assholes shot people.
Yeah.
Like it is serious. It is to be taken seriously, but it so deserves to be laughed at.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because they're a bunch of morons. Yeah, that's what all these conspiracy theory radio shows, like Alex Jones, all this right-wing eliminationist rhetoric is all... like stoking these idiots to go out and do crazy crap. It's legitimizing using the Second Amendment solution. And that's exactly why these guys are doing what they're doing. They're obviously quite twisted, but it's not like there hasn't been groundwork laid to take a firearm to a crowded place and start waving it around at people you don't like. That's what happens when you promote a vigilante society.
But remember, what we really need are more guns.
Right. We're going to come back to this. This
and
tape.
That's, you know what? And that's something, it's really worth saying, honestly, really quickly.
Yeah.
These guys, to the NRA, to the conspiracy theorists, mm-hmm. to people like Dan Bedondi, these are good guys with guns.
Exactly.
These are the good guys with guns. Right up until the split second that they're not the good guys with guns.
Exactly right. We're going to play more of this tape after a short break. Back right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month. Or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the after party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Really?
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
This is going out to Chez Pacienza. I love this soundtrack. Screw you.
This is St. Elmo's Fire, right?
Yeah, yeah. I watched it. I watched it the other night.
Did you really? Who were you? Which one are you?
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody, tell me. Come on. When you grew up in the 80s, it was like all of us were like, okay, I'm this guy. Okay, I'm that person. You're definitely that person.
Yeah, you know what? I have no idea because they're all effing crazy in that movie.
Oh, no, I know exactly who I even dressed like him at one point before I saw the movie. I'm Kevin McCarthy in that movie.
No, okay.
Back in high school, I wore the sort of beat-up white T-shirt with, like, a blazer with the sleeves pulled up and, you know, Converse shoes and, like, camouflage pants.
Yeah.
Or, like, cargo pants. I was, like, a completely cynical prick, obviously, so.
Yeah. I mean, I was, I don't know, I have no idea. I mean, I don't want to say Rob Lowe because I was never in a frat or anything like that. But I don't know. I have no idea. But Emilio Estevez's character in that movie
you're going fluff and fold.
He's a psycho.
So you're Emilio Estevez in that.
No way.
You're going fluff. When you make it really big, you're going fluff and fold.
Absolutely. That guy, that character is insane. And there is one sequence in that movie that was making me laugh out loud. It was so effing ridiculous. It was the scene where we finally see Rob Lowe play saxophone with his band. It was so stupid. And it went on and on and on and on. And it was nothing but like a pop song with the longest saxophone solo ever. I am so surprised it hasn't been memed yet, like turned into some sort of YouTube meme where it just goes on for like 10 hours. It's like one of those 10-hour things you see on YouTube. Nothing but Rob Lowe playing the saxophone in St. Elmo's Fire for 10 hours.
But it's so depressing to look at Rob Lowe then and look at him now. And he looks pretty much the same.
He looks exactly
the
same.
He doesn't have the mullet anymore. No. He doesn't have the like John Taylor from Duran Duran mullet.
Yeah, it was like the John Travolta mullet. It was basically like the Vinnie Barbarino hair in that movie. Yeah. I love that soundtrack. Sue me. All right. So getting back to this this tape of these idiots going to Minneapolis, you know, and they're treating it like it's a game, like they are. Like, I mean, I think you nailed it by mentioning Call of Duty, because they think it's make believe. Like they're just going to go and they're going to be able to do it with impunity. Because guess what? All of the right wing nutbags are going to defend them the next day. And they're going to be able to do a Kickstarter or GoFundMe and for their legal defense fund. So what does it matter? What does it matter? They're backstopped by one of the two major political parties. So here's more of Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro headed off to Minneapolis.
And yes, we are locked and loaded.
You have a gun?
Why do you hate freedom?
Because. I don't know.
All right, check it out, you guys. We're going to be driving down there. It's going to take us about 10
minutes. You know what's
minutes.
Really sad? Mm-hmm. If this was a parody, mm-hmm. it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because it's such a total self-parody.
It sounds like an SNL sketch, almost.
Yeah. If this were a parody, it would be brilliant.
Yeah, totally. Jesus. I mean, they're pretty much the stereotypical, like, weekend warrior idiots. With their goddamn gun. This one guy's surprised. Oh, you brought a gun? that's a firearm. Yeah, it is. And it's a bad, bad, bad idea. Just turn the goddamn car around, go home, masturbate your little teeny tiny penises, and go to sleep. Just don't even go there.
To get down there, we're going to take a little while and shut the camera off in a little bit. We just want to give everyone a heads up on poll. We're on our way. We're going to knock this shit out. And we're going to go see what these dindus are dindoing about. You know, because apparently fighting police and fighting paramedics is good enough to let you off with a slap on the wrist, especially when you go for an officer's weapon.
Did you, yeah, that's what they're talking about, the case of Jamar Clark, who they allege went for the officer's weapon, even though he was handcuffed.
Got it, by the way.
What is
dindu.
It? What is it?
Very clever.
Yeah.
Dindu, as in didn't do nothing.
Oh, gee, really?
Yeah, so it's kind of a mockery of black people who claim to be innocent. I didn't do nothing. So it's D-I-N-D.
Oh, God, okay. Dindu. Well, really good.
Yeah, didn't do nothing. That's good. Very, very clever.
Clever. We spent a lot of time coming up with that one.
So, yeah. A little reverse cultural enriching. We're going to make the fire rise. The fire riser.
Well, basically what he's saying is we're just going to go have ourselves a little look-see. And it's,
a little look-see.
See what we can see.
Going on. I read on poll that some little lolly is in trouble and needs our help. Something about search and rescue. So we're going to go knock that out.
Search and recover, actually. I think it's termed. I don't know.
But, they clearly were never in the military. that little exchange right there, obviously not in the military. They're not even getting the terminology correct. Jesus Christ. And so what they ended up doing, well, there's 13 more seconds of this. Let's just knock this out.
Anyways, you guys, keep on watching the stream. We're going to get on the freeway here in a few minutes, and we'll be there in no time. We'll catch you all later. Stay white.
Stay white, they said at the end.
Oh, nice. Sorry. I'm fighting back a cold.
So what they did is they went there and they confronted some BLM protesters. One of them shouted the N-word, and then the BLM protesters sort of like wanted to escort them. One of the newspaper accounts said they wanted to herd these guys away from the protest. So that's what they did. And that's when shots rang out. Five people were shot by this idiot with his handgun. None of them fatally. I don't think there were any life-threatening injuries, but they were brought to the hospital anyway, obviously because they were shot. And so that's that. So that's it. And I think they're going to try to justify it saying, well, the black people were intimidating us. We were just standing our ground.
Yeah.
We were just peacefully assembling, you know, with our camouflage and our masks, looking ourselves like terrorists. Because in a strange way, not in a strange way, but in a literal sense, it is kind of terrorism what they did. Because now, every time there's a protest, you know, protesters could be looking over their shoulders, thinking, oh, well, here, when is the next set of white guys going to show up with their masks and their handguns?
Right. And keep in mind that just a couple of days ago, we had two, and then one guy who got beat up, a Black Lives Matter protester at a Trump rally, who got the crap kicked out of him by a bunch of white people. And Donald Trump was, you know what, he had it coming.
Yep, exactly.
He deserved it. He was being very obnoxious. He was a troublemaker. God, you can't use a more fascist word than troublemaker.
Exactly. Jesus.
We were entitled to beat him because he was a troublemaker. He was an agitator.
Here's more details here about these guys. Three white men wearing bulletproof vests and covering their faces with masks shot five Black Lives Matter protesters Monday night in Minneapolis, and some social media users are claiming the gunmen fired in self-defense. The men, described by some witnesses as white supremacists, wounded five demonstrators shortly before 11 p.m. outside the city's 4th precinct during an ongoing protest of the police shooting death of 24-year-old Jamar Clark. Police said Tuesday afternoon that the 23-year-old man had been arrested in Bloomington in connection with the shooting. Okay, so they got one of them. Demonstrators say masked men wearing military-style clothing have been harassing them for days during the protests. And Black Lives Matter Minneapolis posted a video Friday of two men on their way to disrupt the protest. That's what we just listened to. It's not clear whether the two men in the video are connected to Monday's shooting, and it's not clear how Black Lives Matter obtained that video. White supremacists have discussed various strategies online for sparking confrontation at the demonstration, which they described as a chimp out. Mm-hmm. All right. Clever. Nice. Clever.
Yeah. You know what this is, by the way? False flag.
False flag. Yeah. Well, false, it's got
to
be.
The black folks are like, they're doing this to themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
They're hiring some white people. They're getting some white people to do this so that it looks like they're persecuted. But they're not really persecuted.
That's right. I'm just waiting for Alex Jones to weigh in on that.
You people are sick.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Scum!
Starting a race war.
Yeah, right.
Starting the great race war that Charles Manson warned us about years ago.
What do you say about this, Alex Jones? Oh, thank you. That's clever. All right, so that is that. I'm sure we're going to learn more about this as time goes on, but it's bad because it's just, I mean, obviously there have been maybe a month, 2 months ago that the Alex Jones people dispatched the Oath Keepers to Ferguson, and they were armed with AR-15s.
Yeah, and they said that the idea was to you know, protect black people from the state.
Yeah.
Which is just absolute crap.
Well, yeah.
The reality is that they hated everybody there. They don't like the black people, and they, of course, don't like the state. But they've still, you know, they had an in with the state because a bunch of them are cops.
Exactly.
A bunch of them are ex-cops.
It seems like everything is becoming inflamed, and certainly there's a good chance that it could swing back the other way and nicely, whether it's in the Middle East with Russia and Turkey and Syria and, to a certain extent, the United States involved over there, plus these protests getting increasingly harrowing for the protesters with white people coming out and threatening them and waving guns around. God. You know what? Let's talk about Donald Trump. We're going to take a short break and talk about something a little more digestible right after this. Hey folks, Bob here. Unlike the neck-bearded millennials, I shave every damn day. And for the last few weeks, I've been using Harry's shaving products, and I'll never go back to the stores for blades or ever pay those prices again. The Harry's razor fits in my hand and it fits my face. It's a quick and comfortable shave with really smooth results. See, Harry's was started by a couple of guys who passionately wanted to make shaving a better experience. In the process, they bought a German factory that's been making these engineered blades for 100 years. That means no more middleman, no more middleman prices. The blades come straight from that factory at factory prices. Now you can get a Harry's starter kit for just $10 if you use the code RELM, R-E-L-M, when you go to harrys.com. That's the razor, a month's supply of blades, and a lathering gel so thick you'll swear it's a dessert topping. And a little travel case to keep your blade fresh on the road. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables. And say hello to Harry's. High-quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code RELM at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. Get a month of great shaves for just $10. Use the code RELM at harrys.com. That's HARRYS.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Please do, and don't forget, anytime in the next 5 days or so, all you got to do is, for all of your holiday shopping, go to the Amazon link at bobseska.com, click it, and it takes you right to the front page of amazon.com. You can do all of your holiday shopping right there, one stop, no fuss, no muss, and plus we get a small commission from everything you buy. Thank you in advance for that. Okay, so moving along here to comparatively better news. Donald Trump wants to bring back torture. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Yeah, and whether they deserve it or not. I mean, whether it's effective or not. Because the bottom line is they deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, even the Bush team, even the Bush administration said, you know what? Probably shouldn't be doing this. We got to stop doing this. Yeah. But for Trump,
he's the conservative id.
That's right. Anything goes for Donald Trump. I mean, he will do just about anything, say just about anything to gain more attention for himself, but he knows, he's calculated that all of this plays extraordinarily well for the base, and the base loves its torture.
Absolutely.
Because it's just, you know, it's just dribbling water. Here's the cognitive dissonance in the whole waterboarding thing. If it's not that bad, if it's just this pleasant, they're just dropping water on the face. What's the big deal? Then why is it effective then? How is it possibly effective if it's not a big deal? It's like they say...
You're using reason.
I'm using reason.
Don't bother.
Screw me for thinking too deeply about their ridiculous torture policy. But that's just it. They all at once say, it'll really show the evildoers. We'll show the evildoers that we mean business by waterboarding them and getting information out of them. And the only way that's actually effective is if it's harsh. But then at the same time, they're saying it's not harsh. No, what they're saying actually is that what ISIS does is harsh. What we do, is nothing. It's like using the soft cushions or the comfy chair. It's like the Spanish Inquisition from Monty Python. That's all it is.
My heart tells me I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, the part of my brain, the part of my body that's just like, whatever, man, screw them, is like, oh, I don't care. You know, you torture them, who gives a crap? But my head says exactly the opposite, as it should.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't do that.
Yeah, right.
For so many different reasons.
Oh, yeah, totally. What's happening here is Donald Trump is basically resurrecting every bad conservative idea that they've ever come up with. And it's working for him. That's all you really need to know about the state of Obama derangement syndrome right now. Obama derangement syndrome is so bad. Here's how bad. How bad is it? Well, it is so bad that a majority of Republicans say they disapprove of the president's executive order last year pardoning two Thanksgiving turkeys instead of the customary one. The examples of the GOP's reflexive opposition to President Obama's agenda are many, but this may be the best one yet. By a 27-point margin, Republicans say they disapprove of the president's executive order pardoning two turkeys, but the turkeys named Macaroni and Cheese last year. Only 11% of Republicans support the president's executive order last year, to 38% who are opposed. Well, that would be a plurality, not a majority. That's a pretty clear sign that if you put Obama's name on something, GOP voters are going to oppose it pretty much no matter what. Right. Overall, there's a 35/22 support for the pardon of macaroni and cheese, thanks to 59% versus 11% support for Democrats and 28% versus 21% support from independents. So there were even some Democrats who didn't like the fact that Obama pardoned two turkeys. Who are these 11% of Democrats who said, you know what, that's a bridge too far. Two turkeys? Where the hell? Where is the America I remember? Can we rewind the clock back to the good old days when the president only pardoned one turkey?
He's light on turkey crime.
We have to preserve all of our bullshit traditions exactly the same way every year. And we absolutely cannot pardon two goddamn turkeys. Next thing you know, it'll be Sharia law, anarchy, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. I mean, really, I want to meet the people. If you know these people, contact me on Twitter. Better yet, I want to hear on Twitter from the people who are opposed to Barack Obama pardoning two turkeys instead of one. This is a new poll that just came out. Republicans completely bent out of shape. There are Republicans in Indiana who think that Barack Obama was responsible for Hurricane Katrina. It's an illness is what it
he
is.
He was. He conjured it. He conjured it from his home in Chicago.
Yeah, using his voodoo.
Yeah.
Republicans are so opposed to everything President Obama wants to do that they even take issue with his handling of the traditional Thanksgiving turkey pardons, says Dean Debnam, president of public policy polling. It's pretty hard work across party lines on real issues against that backdrop. It's pretty hard to work across party lines. Yeah, right. Barack Obama can reach out and try to be bipartisan all he wants. It's not going to get him anywhere. If they're opposed to him pardoning two turkeys instead of one, there's just no negotiating with those people. There's just none. It's never going to happen. And it's now a good time to talk about it when he's almost done with his administration. But that bothered me from the start. I guess it was a smart political calculation to say, you know what, if we at least pretend like we're trying to be bipartisan, they can't come at us. Yeah. But they did anyway.
Of course.
We all knew that was going to happen. So, meanwhile, Trump said he's not racist. We're going to talk about this Trump's appearance on Bill O'Reilly last night, where not only did he say that he's not racist, he doesn't like to fact check his own stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the thousands of people cheering the World Trade Center coming down in New Jersey is just it's shocking.
Yeah.
And it's just bald-faced lying.
Yeah, yeah. It really, really is. And what was worse is Ben Carson joined in. He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw it, too. I watched that video of the Islamic people cheering for 9/11 in New Jersey. Yeah. Yeah, no. He didn't see it because it never existed.
It never happened. It never happened. And you know what's funny? I won't go into my personal life, but I have dealt with people before who can lie to your face.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was one for a little while. But I mean, somebody who could just basically, it's like gaslighting you, mm-hmm. who could just lie to your face about something. And no matter how much you say, no, that is provably not true. It's just, no, it is. And then finally, you know, after a while, it's the kind of thing where they start to make you think you're going crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, well, maybe he is right. You know, I mean, he seems so adamant. And that's a thing that could be easily proven. Why would he not say that if it's not true?
Yeah. Well, we all know the strategy behind this, because what happens is the people in the bubble just take it at face value, accept it, repeat it. You know, it'll be all over the place on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, yeah. You know what? Donald Trump even saw the video of the crazy Muslims protesting or cheering on 9/11 in New Jersey.
You're talking about a campaign season where we heard Carly Fiorina talk very, very directly and in great detail about a video that doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw this. And, you know, and what they're doing is they're saying these things from a subjective point of view mm-hmm. so that it's very hard for you to say, well, you didn't see that.
Yeah, right.
It's a wonderful little sort of get out of jail free card.
Yep.
Well, how can you tell me what I didn't see? Maybe I was on acid at the time. That would be awesome if Trump was like, yeah, I was totally tripping.
I was tripping.
That's why I saw that.
Yeah, I was just tweaking. I was on crystal meth and I was tweaking. I was I was in my big beautiful suite at the Trump Suites Casinos or wherever.
Yeah, I was at my big beautiful suite, 4 miles away from the World Trade Center, where I could see people falling out, yeah, jumping right. out.
I was there. I was taking apart the VCR, talking to the shadow people, and I was tweaking, is what I was doing. Swore I saw it. I saw it happen. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Whatever. All right, we're going to talk about Donald Trump on Bill O'Reilly after a short break, back right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Welcome back to the show. God, this song. Oh, my God. I flash back to being a like super horny 15-year-old listening to this album.
I like it. I always
yeah. yeah, and this is just a badass album, even though they were all high as a kite when they recorded Girls, Girls, Girls. And it's and yeah, yeah, I know. It's girls. It's all about going to strip clubs. Whatever. Okay, so getting back to Donald Trump here. Not only does he want to bring back torture, he said that they don't use waterboarding over there. They use chopping off people's heads. They use drowning people. Trump told George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week, referring to the brutal tactics employed by ISIS. I think waterboarding is peanuts compared to what they do to us. So the fact that he's even comparing something that we do by way of torture to something that ISIS does by way of torture is just bad, bad. Stop it.
Right.
No. Wrong. Meanwhile, he was on Bill O'Reilly last night. And Bill O'Reilly, you know, Bill O'Reilly does this thing where he pretends to kind of take the opinion of the folks and lend some reason. But he's doing it with a big, stupid smirk on his face. So no one's going to take it seriously. Oh, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly's just funning with Donald Trump. He's just funning with him. He's just toying with him. Here's Trump and O'Reilly last night talking about how he's not racist, totally not racist. And how that, you know, fact checking. Who cares about fact checking? I don't fact check. You can fact check. I'm not going to fact check.
You aware that the
you aware it's always the Bill O'Reilly vocal fry. Are you aware?
You aware that the liberal media and the Democratic Party in general trying to paint you as a racist? Are you aware of that?
I think so, but I think people know better
see,
than
see
that.
What he just see what he just did right there.
Yeah.
You know, he actually, it's funny, because he actually did the same thing that the establishment, the regular media that's supposed to do a good job, which Fox is not, right. does. Which is, instead of saying, look, this thing is wrong. Look, mm-hmm. you're saying these things. Guess what? That's pretty fucking racist.
Yeah.
That, well, you know what? There are some who say.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and it's been in O'Reilly's case, it's, you know, the liberal media are saying.
Yeah.
Right there, it's like, that's an immediate suggestion to voters, that's the, you know, that's voters, viewers, you know, that's the giant, put on your glasses now and see the word obey on screen. That's the immediate message to viewers that says, disregard what people are saying about him.
Exactly.
You know, everything, this accusation I'm about to make, you can completely disregard.
Yeah, and it's only coming from the left. It's only coming from the left. Even though it's not. Even though people like Lindsey Graham are saying, nope, wrong, this is bad, don't do this. And they're like, oh, it's just the liberal media, so it must not be true. It can't possibly be true. It's just, you know, Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes, they're over there talking all this racism crap. Nah, it can't possibly be. Donald Trump, totally not racist at all.
Yeah.
Even though all Mexicans are rapists. But that's not racist whatsoever.
Right. Probably the least racist person on earth.
Well, I've known you.
But he also has the best memory. You heard that one, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows I have the world's greatest memory.
Yeah, and he's the least racist person in the world. Right. This gets one of those. No. No. He expects us really to believe this. And everyone's going, yeah, no, he's totally the least racist person in the world. Totally. Not, I mean, it couldn't have been Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or, yeah, just, oh, it's Donald Trump. Look up least racist person in the world on the internet. You just Google it and it'll come up with Donald Trump. Because he totally is.
A long time, I never saw any racism from you. However, when you tweet out a thing, and this bothered me, I got to tell you. You tweeted out that whites killed by blacks, these were statistics you picked up from somewhere, at a rate of 81%. And that's totally wrong. Whites killed by blacks is 15%.
That's 15%.
Yeah. Right.
You tweeted it was 81%. Now,
Bill, I didn't tweet. I retweeted somebody that was supposedly an expert.
But you don't want to be.
All right. It's it's that old excuse. Next, he's going to say, well, you know, it was the iPhone autocorrect. Who knew? I went to type 15. It automatically changed it to 80. Okay, Donald. Sure. Donald Trump using excuses that a tween girl would use on social media. Very smart.
So a radio
show. Why do you want to be in that zone?
Hey, Bill, am I going to check every statistic? I've got millions and millions of people.
You got it. You're a presidential contender.
Jesus Christ, yeah. You're running for...
You know who also makes that argument? I love to bring his name up. Glenn Greenwald.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Greenwald's, you know what, the tweet is not an endorsement.
That's right.
And I don't know for sure whether that's a fact.
Yeah. I just hit the retweet button. Who knew? I don't read everything I retweet. You're retweeting because you want your people to see it. You're not retweeting just because your finger slipped and you hit the button. People retweet things because they think it's important for their followers to see it. You're just randomly, what does he think that everyone just, what is this? It's called the Twitter? What is the Twitter? What do you do there? And what is a tweet? Is it the same as the Facebook? Or the Pinterest? What is this? Like, you think everyone's just like neophytes. Like, I don't know what the... I don't know what social media is. What is the internet?
I have millions of people. You know what? Fine. But this came out of radio shows and everything else.
Oh, come on. Radio shows?
A retreat. I didn't say... Excuse me. All it was is a retweet. It wasn't from me, and it did. It came out of a radio show and other places because you see all the names.
Look, you know I'm looking out for you, right? You know that?
There it is.
I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, there it is, right there.
Yeah, you can just say crazy things, but I've got your back.
Yep.
You can get a statistic wildly incorrect.
But by the way, the two guys who shot up the protest,
yeah,
4chaners.
Are they really 4chaners? Jesus Christ. Well, there's a shock. I mean, you can tell just by the way they were talking.
That's their 4chan handle.
They spent all day long on 4chan just douching it up with their military cosplay. And then they actually, I mean, it ceases obviously to be military cosplay when they go out with an actual firearm and shoot people with it. But I guess they consider that part of the game. You know, what could possibly happen bad to them? They're white, and they've got the power of 4chan behind them.
Yes.
Jesus.
You look out for every honest politician. I don't care what party they're in. Don't do this. Don't put your name on stuff like this, because it makes the other side, it gives them stuff to tell the ill-informed voter that you're a racist. I mean, just get his hand on the...
There's also the projection. I love the projection. The I know you are, but what am I projection?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's them. It's the Democrats. It's the liberals who are the low information people. He's talking about supporters of Donald Trump, who believe that if elected, Trump is going to create a big, beautiful safe zone in Syria. Right. And that he's going to somehow reasonably and practically deport 12 million men, women, and children. Like, this is actually, they believe that this is actually going to happen. But yet it's the liberals who are the low information morons. The Republicans think, oh, well, I mean, Ben Carson, we should totally base our tax reform on biblical tithing. Oh, and Mike Huckabee. Yeah, it's total. We should, what we should do is have the FBI going around closing down abortion clinics, using the military to block women from having abortions. That's a great idea, too. It totally will work. And yet the liberals are the low information people. Good gravy.
Flatter. This was a retweet. Bill, I'm sure you're looking out for me. Everybody is, right?
Yeah.
This was a retweet. This was a retweet.
All right, whatever it is.
And it came from sources that are very credible.
You shouldn't be tweeting. Don't tweet. Give it up for Lent. Lent is coming soon.
Okay.
Give it up. All right, final question.
You know what? I like it. Can I tell you what? I like it because I can get also my point of view out there. And my point of view is very important to a lot of people that are looking at me. And as far as what they've done in terms of me, you just had a poll. Wait a minute. You just had a poll, and going even against Hillary, I win easily. I think you can see that. It was in a Fox poll that just came out.
Well, your favorite guy.
No, you know who says so? The savant of that kind of thing, Nate Silver.
Exactly.
He posted something just a couple of days ago that's like, everybody calm the f*** down about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 32% of the vote among like 28% of the population.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. He's got no shot in the general election.
Yeah, he will not win.
We were just talking before the show. I mean, one of two things are going to happen. Either it's just like Donald Trump is going to get the nomination and it's going to be a disaster. Or Donald Trump is going to get the nomination. The Republicans are going to instead draft someone else like Mitt Romney. Replace Donald Trump as the nominee,
and Trump is going to become an independent candidate and crush them.
Yeah, that's right. So it'd
basically
be
crush the party, just tear it apart.
So in that eventuality, what'll happen is it will destroy the party. One, because they've decided to walk away from the nominee of the people in the primary process. And that that's going to be severely damaging. All of the Trump people are going to be outraged. The Tea Party is going to defect, maybe form its own party. Then Donald Trump's going to run as a third-party candidate and siphon off half the Republican votes. It is going to be whoever the Democratic nominee is, probably Hillary Clinton, is going to win in a landslide. You know, and I hesitate to say that. I really, really do. Because liberals don't effing vote when you say, oh, well, the Democrat's probably going to win. Oh, well, okay. It's hard enough to get the left out to vote. And I'm talking about a standard election when most people who vote are senior citizens who vote Republican. And the young liberal voters don't ever turn out.
I know. Yep. Exactly.
I'm ready for vacation. I'm feeling saucy and very, very cynical about the world today. Let's wrap this up and then wrap up the show.
Karl Rove has that poll two segments away, or even, I don't know. It's, two segments away, and we have all the numbers. Final question.
Well, let me just tell you something. Wait a minute. Let me just tell you something. Karl Rove spent over $400 million trying to win races for the Republicans. $400 million, he didn't win a race.
Why don't you
Karl
try to
Rove
win him
shouldn't
over?
Even be on your program.
Why don't
let
you
me
try
just,
to win
I don't
him
want
over?
To win him over. I don't want to win him. He fought for so many people and lost every single one. I don't have to win him over. I don't want to win him over. Not after what he says about me. He's totally biased.
I
shouldn't even be on your show.
But we have the poll numbers, and they can't be biased because they're just straight numbers. I wanted to talk to you
about
NATO.
Well, who's leading in the poll?
Do
Bill,
that.
Who
all right, all right. We got enough of that. One last thing before we segue over to the postmortem show. This Ben Carson gaffe, I mean, this is the end of the Ben Carson campaign. This will be the week when the Ben Carson campaign officially ended.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not officially, but unofficially. But the thing about the goddamn Constitution and Thomas Jefferson, just no.
He doesn't even know who authored the Constitution.
I mean, he said a lot of crazy things that would disqualify him from being president. I think this is the most disqualifying of all of the crazy things. And it's not even a real thing. It's not like, I mean, it's an unforced error. It's a matter of keeping your mouth shut if you don't know. When in doubt, leave it out.
This is like, this is position flexible.
That's right.
This is, it's so obvious that this is a man who knows nothing about the job that he is running for.
That's right.
He knows nothing. His entire campaign is nothing but arrogance.
That's right. That's right. Thomas Jefferson authored the Constitution, he said. And I still think, what was it, the next day he was still insisting that that was the case?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. That's what we're seeing now. We're seeing just, no, you know what, just keep denying. Thomas, no, I'm right. No, seriously, I know it.
James Madison was the architect of the Constitution, and then it was debated and deliberated in the convention in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Thomas Jefferson was in France. John Adams was in England. A lot of the founding fathers weren't even there. It's James Madison. They're not even similar names. Madison, Jefferson. I guess there's S-O-N at the end. Maybe that's what confused Ben Carson. Well, you know what? Good riddance. The farther he is away from the Oval Office, the better. Still have to deal with Trump now. But I'm really hoping that Ben Carson is maybe the vice presidential nominee. That'll be fun. Bat him around a little bit more. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving. Postmortem show is next for our Patreon subscribers. We'll see you again on Tuesday, week from today. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.